All right, Carson Anderson here on 97.1. We got open lines, 248-539-9797. Tons of reaction to the Dusty May announcement that he is leaving Michigan, headed to the Dallas Mavericks. We've had discussions on all different levels of this, and obviously people reacting. Some are emotional about it, and, you know, I mean, look, it's understandable. Sports are, fan is short for fanatic, and you know, it's one of the things that makes it great is the passion that people have for it. And sometimes those, you know, those passions lead to emotions, to say the least. And today is one of them. 248-539-9797. Now, some of it's directed at Dusty. Some of it's directed at Ward Manuel. And even others, it's directed towards the way college athletics is these days. In the meantime, let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Brian in Detroit. You're next. Hello, Brian.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, fellas, the reason, Doug, you asked a question about winning in court. The reason they can't win in court, Doug, because the rules will always start off, how can we stop the players from moving around and how can we slow the money down? You can't have a guy like Nick Saban go to Congress and complain about how things are run, and he's been a crook. He's been doing things under the table his whole career. All of a sudden, what things are being done now, he don't like. They were great when he was doing them and winning. Now that all the money is above board and they not winning, now he has a problem with it. You can't stop the players. Doug, I heard you say before, it's going to come down to the money that the players get or the transfer portal. That's the big problem in it. How you going to stop it? When the coaches can run and do whatever they want, they can be under contract and leave anytime they want to. But we want to tell the players to do it. I'm all for the players not transferring so much. They should only get one. But far as the money part, how are we going to stop the players from making money when the schools and the TVs trying to make all the money they can by adding all these extra teams to a tournament, all that type of stuff? How are we going to stop that, the players, and we're not stopping other people?
Did you hear when we had the director of the NCAA basketball on from Oakland Hills a couple weeks ago, and we asked him about the expansion of the tournament, and he did admit, yeah, the money matters, and this is going to lead to more money, and it's – He was honest about it, but it's about a sustainable business model. Like if there are, because these are, but many of these are public institutions and take public money, there are Title IX requirements that have to allow for a lot of scholarships for non-revenue sports to exist, to create equal opportunities. And that's where you get into a sustainable business model that you do have to legally pay for a whole bunch of non-revenue sports. And it's gender to gender,
fellas, if they really wanted to put a stop to this, couldn't they get together, all the people in charge, come together and come up with a plan to do it? They're not too concerned. Only thing they're concerned about, and you let me know if I'm wrong, fellas, how much money can we get from the TV contracts? How much money can we make? That's what the schools, the coaches, the athletic directors and TV stations are concerned about. We want to make money, money, money. Let's hold the players back. That ain't going to work. That's why they go lose in court. Well, the players should be able to make as much money as they want.
Until they start not being able to afford all the non-revenue scholarships and are in violation of federal law.
Look, when you've got three of the four major sports that have a salary cap, and one of them happens to be a football league,
yeah,
I'm guessing that there is going to be a limit on what players can make, and I kind of think there should be. I'm not saying don't let them make money. And we've already gone past that. Yeah, they're getting paid, and they should get paid. This is the world we're living in now. However, should there be a salary cap in place for college football teams? I imagine that's exactly what they want to do, to try to control it a little bit. And you know, how do you make that equitable with what coaches are doing? I don't know if you can. I think are there ways that you can limit coaches from taking another job so quickly?
Well, I mean, that could be, you know, the contracts are binding, that you can't break them. There are no buyouts. But again, that's, I don't know that holds up in a court of law, you know?
Well, it does for, in the professional leagues, right? You don't see, like, Dan Campbell's not leaving halfway through his contract to take over the Dolphins.
Yeah, there are rules against lateral moves. You can't interview for somebody else's job. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know how you make, because I keep going back to, if Brendan Sorsby was deemed by a judge to be eligible to play, to play, how do we make any rules that can hold up in a court?
Now, the big difference here is that you got a college coach going to the professional ranks. That's the difference.
Well, he's basically leaving the umbrella that the NCAA oversees.
So I think you can limit movement from college to college by having a binding contract. I think that you can do.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Matt, who's next. Hello, Matt.
Hey, good afternoon. How's it going?
What's up?
All right, champ Dusty May, congrats to him, mostly because I don't really care about U of M. I hate him. Go green. A chump, I'm going to change my chump because I got a phone call from my friend during the commercial. So he's flying back to Scotland, and he had two jugs of ranch dressing in his suitcase, and TSA seized it. So my chump is the TSA. Was let it, the man have his ranch. Let him have his ranch dressing.
Well, you got to ship it over.
Was it, in his, was it in his checked bag or in his carry-on?
Oh, it was his check, his check bag when they go through the.
You can put stuff in your check bag, can't you?
Not if it's over a certain number of ounces.
Yeah, I think it was like a 48 ounce jug of.
And I guess ranch I never tried to take. Actually, I put stuff that's pretty big in my check bag before.
Like what?
Shampoo.
Yeah, some stuff I think here's because I'll. Shampoo, you are.
Don't
funny.
Don't forget the conditioner, Doug.
Yeah. You are funny. I know I've been busted at the airport trying to, like, when I go to Vegas to try to bring some sunscreen with me.
Yeah, it was tequila that I got across in a bag, and there was the one time I bought you tequila and had it in my carry on, and I was like, "Oh, you dummy!" And I knew better then. I did it anyway. But
thanks.
Thanks for the gift I didn't give you.
Well, you gave me a bottle of tequila 1 year.
I did, but that was after I learned, and this is from my trips to Mexico. Yeah, put it in your checked bag, moron, not your carry-on, which I knew. I had a mental Kansas.
Check bag, they're going to limit the number of ounces.
Champ Wyndham Clark, not a big fan of his, but you got to give up, tip your cap to his performance through 4 days. Chump, butthurt Michigan fans bashing Dusty for leaving. Sometimes people have different aspirations and don't see the world through maize and blue lenses. Well, I don't want to chump fans for being fans and being authentic to their own feelings. I think it's important to point out why they might not be the most rational thoughts in the world, but I don't want fans to lose their fanaticism. Then our stadiums won't be packed. People won't be yelling and screaming. The parade down Woodward won't be as good. And you and I might be out of jobs. Champ is USA Soccer. Chump is Dusty May. What a smack in the face. That's from Brian in Fowlerville.
Do you think that Michigan was completely caught off guard? Off guard in this?
I don't know. And this is warrants further conversations with people on both sides to try and find out. My suspicions is they are surprised, but not totally shocked. But I think they probably, when he didn't sign the contract right away, when they'd quote agreed to terms, I want to know how much back, and this is, I think, important to know. Was Ward hounding him? Dude, we got this contract. Sign this contract. Because I feel like you'd be compelled as an athletic director to say, hey, look, okay, if I'm the AD, we've agreed to this contract. You've agreed to it. I've agreed to it. By you not signing this, it's making me wonder, do I need to start looking for a new head coach? Which is fine if you don't want to sign it. We can go back and revisit and make the contract. We can change the contract if you want. But I want to know if I should be looking for a new head coach to look out for the best interest of my program. And if you don't like this contract, what'll make you like it? You need an extra mil? You need more money for your staff? Like, what are we doing here? We agreed to terms. You haven't signed it. It's 2 weeks. It's 3 weeks. It's 4 weeks. That's what I want to know. What was going on during the time between they agreed to terms and today?
I wonder if his agent, because his agent knows him pretty well, I'm assuming. Like, hey, maybe he has NBA aspirations, right? And his agent's telling him, hey, just let you know, the Mavericks are looking at John Shire. I don't know if John's going to take the job or not, but they're, you know what I mean? They're starting to tip their toe into the college ranks here, and I could see you being a guy they call. And Dusty's like, well, I'd be interested in it. I mean, in 2018, he was coaching Florida Atlantic. Mm-hmm. 8 years later, he's going to be the coach of the Mavericks. If you told him that 8 years ago, he'd be like, hell yeah. You know, like, he's not old by any means, but he's not super young either. 49 years old. It's like, maybe now's the time to strike. Well, if I have NBA aspirations, I get to coach Cooper Flagg, I'm going to do it. So maybe that's why, Doug, the delay for the contract signing. I'm just trying to figure out why sure. wouldn't you have signed the extension?
There's a lot of possibilities, you know? Yeah. And can you put ranch in a checked bag?
I think there's a limit.
I don't know that there is.
There has to be. It's like, it's liquid, right?
Yeah,
it's
considered unless, liquid. Unless you buy it at the airport after you've checked in.
Yeah.
Like a duty-free?
No, not duty-free. Like it going to the...
If they're selling ranch, do they sell ranch? If they were smart, they'd be selling ranch in Boston's airport.
I'll tell you the other thing. And Kang, I think you can back me on this. I ain't buying store-bought ranch. No. Well, if you want to have the ranch experience you had at a restaurant, you're not getting it in a jar.
Well, that's why, like, yeah, so what you can do is you can buy it after you go through the check-in, right? The TSA, right? Gatorade, like, so you go, if they have a Jets pizza in the food court,
if they did.
You know what I mean? Can I buy one of your drums of ranch?
Yes. Exactly. Then you can buy it.
Those big, huge things with the pump top?
Yeah. Yes.
Then, and then it's Jets, and it's great, and that's great ranch. But, I mean, if I'm just, like, picking up a bottle of Hidden Valley off the shelf at the Kroger, I think you're going to be disappointed.
Gator. These foreigners don't know the difference at this point. They think all ranch, they're like ranch. They don't even know the difference between ranch right now. They just think all ranch is good.
They do love it.
They love it.
All right. Insider says something today about a trade that definitely involves Detroit. How much does it matter? We'll get to that today at 1:18 on Carson Anderson on 97.1.